Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I've got Chris, Lauren, Jerpy, and Steve.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello,
Howdy, Lisa.
Howdy, Sharpie.
Sharpie's back.
How's it going?
Yay. Oh, can't complain. Actually, I could complain, but I won't.
Yeah,
there's always something.
We should wish everyone a Happy New Year.
And
yay!
And a Happy New Year.
And
a happy birthday to Lisa.
Oh,
yeah. Thank
yes.
you. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
We did that on the Facebook page.
Yes. Yes. We got lots of comments. Much more than I got on my birthday.
Much more than I got on my birthday. Wait, we've never acknowledged.
We don't even know when Lauren's birthday is.
Do you have a birthday?
I know. Oh. I was just going to say, when is your birthday?
When is your birthday, Lauren?
I don't have a birthday.
See?
Lauren, I have to tell you something. If you keep it up, you're going to live to regret it.
And when's Sharpie's birthday? When's Lauren's birthday first?
My birthday's coming up.
When is it?
When is it?
This month, January 21st.
Oh, so Sharpie's the 21st. All right.
I'm all a Twitter.
You're all a Twitter.
You write it down.
Yes.
We'll have to do a...
Oh, that's right. We ordered a dancing cop to come to your workplace. I hope you don't mind.
That's good because I'm off that week.
Well, thanks for the warning. We'll have him come the following week.
Exactly.
All right. Then when's Lauren's?
Disney on my birthday.
All right. So, yes. Oh, and you're going to go to Disney for your birthday. That's nice.
Yep. And I'll be at Animal Kingdom that day.
Of course.
Yay.
Awesome day.
I could not imagine you would be anywhere else on your birthday.
See, you really know me, Lauren.
I do. I get you, Sharpie.
You get me. I can appreciate
that. All right, so Lauren, are you going to tell anybody when your birthday is or no?
Oh, no.
All right.
It's in May.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll just every day.
That's good.
Chris, every day in May, just post a photo every day of embarrassing.
You're going to be sorry.
Lauren photo.
Okay, then I'll tell you the day because then it'll only be one day of torture. May 26th.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, I can't remember. I'm busy that day. I'm sorry.
What?
You're always busy that day.
What am I doing May 26th?
Steve will be in France.
You'll probably be in Disney.
The kids will be out of school. They'll be getting out of school.
Yeah, I'll be in France. I'll be up at midnight so I can
predict
start
you're
it.
Not going to France.
Oh, no.
All right,
it just occurred to me that you're going to be gone and I'm going to be heading out a trip to Savannah.
Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Girl Scouts. We're going to go see Juliet Gordon-Lowe's house.
Okay, that's exciting. All right, that so what exciting. Are we... So on today's show...
I'm excited for you.
On today's
no,
show, we're
not
doing...
not going to be here. Who's going to watch Brooke?
We're going to do the Disney news, right?
Yep.
We've got Disney news. We've got some cool things because Sharpie went to Hilton Head Island during the winter. So we'll get the full report on that. And then there's some exciting Disney spring news. Of course, there's a few things closing in anticipation of new things later to come. And we already went through everybody's birthdays.
Well,
so it's a great way to kick off the new year. So Lisa, where are we at?
All right, well, I guess I'll start. We're going to start off with Disney Hollywood Studios. And like Steve mentioned, they've got some new things coming in this coming year. And in order to make room for the new, we kind of have to get rid of some old. Some of the old that is going to be going away, actually, by the time you hear this, it should be gone. These all should be gone. And those would be the Phineas and Ferb meet and greet. Bye, guys. Lightning McQueen and the Mater meet and greet. Those guys are gone, too. The Cars.
Ka-chow.
Ka-chow. Good one. The Cars merchandise cart. Gone. The Premier Theater, the whole theater, gone. And Joffy's Coffee Kiosk, which is right next to the Premier Theater. So those are all going. And then they also have one more, the Pizza Planet. It's going down, but it's coming back. It's going down for refurb. And that's expected to come up later this year and reopen.
I'm going to bet that that's going to refurb into something Star Wars related.
I think. Probably. I'd take that bet. All right, so moving over to, let's go to Disney Springs. Lauren, you're going to tell us about Peter Pan.
Yes, so there's some rumors going on for Disney Springs. There were some permits filed that reveal some certain things possibly coming. Of course, this is all just rumors at this point. But one of the layouts looks to be an upcoming restaurant, rumored to be Walt's.
Oh.
That would be themed after Walt Disney. That's supposed to have an area that's just simply called the office. Hmm. And next to that location, there's plans also filed for the Edison, which rumor is that it will open in 2016 sometime, which will have the Tesla Lounge, the Patent Office, the Telegraph Lounge, and the Radio Room.
So it's a bar?
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like some kind of a lounge bar type thing. It's not really. There's not a ton of information out there about it.
Interesting.
It's going to have very steampunk theming.
Ooh, I bet it does. Good.
And then the other thing is there's supposedly going to be a location of a passageway underneath the guest walkway area of Disney Springs that's going to be called the Neverland Tunnel, which will have multiple bars. Very interesting.
Well, it is interesting because we were talking about before the show because we thought it was a smart move to get rid of Pleasure Island, but now some little elements, we'll have to see how they incorporate them in and keep the issues from happening.
So, that's a nice way to say it.
Yeah.
So I will just say a couple of weeks ago, I went down to Disney World overnight, as y'all know, and I went to Universal City Walk at night, which is like really the last place I want to go at night. I mean, I probably would have rather gone to like, I don't know, anywhere. But anyway, so the one thing I left with, the feeling I left with is, oh, I'm so glad Disney got rid of Pleasure Island, because it was rough. You know, it was a rough crowd. But anyway, I think that Disney's making a huge mistake by opening up clubs at Disney World at Pleasure or at Downtown.
I agree.
So
Pleasure Island, I mean Downtown, I mean Disney.
Yeah,
Springs.
Whatever the heck it's called now. I just think it's a bad idea.
I totally agree with that. I think it's kind of a bad call, and I think that if you go down there now, it's so crowded.
Right.
And if you add these other elements into it, you know, another bar, like another like lounge type situation that's a little bit nicer, yep, that's going to be nice.
Low key.
It's not going to change the atmosphere that much, but that Neverland Tunnel thing sounds to me like something that could go into a whole different direction.
Yes.
You know, while it would be fun, I think it is going to create a different atmosphere down there.
Well, and just a couple of months ago, they had to remove some of the entertainment at House of Blues because they had a girl on the college program go there and she was assaulted and then left in the bushes.
Well, they had a fist fight in one of those.
Yeah. And fist fights are going to happen. Things like that are going to happen wherever you have alcohol and people acting stupid. But I think it's a really bad idea to kind of court that partying crowd because look, do you go there as a parent to go dance and drink? No. That's why Jelly Rolls is popular, but Atlantic Dance Hall, it's never crowded.
Hmm.
And so, I think Disney's thought is, do you make more off of somebody when they're sober or do you make more off of them when they're drunk?
Well, proving that it's drunk.
They make money off you while you're getting
We went to Jelly Rolls and I don't even think I had anything to drink, and it was $100 and some odd.
It was a lot of money.
I had a lot to drink.
I couldn't even feel it, and I don't even drink.
I know, me neither. And unfortunately, they screwed up and put most of it on Steve's tab. Thanks, Steve. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I was sitting at the wrong table.
I know. But seriously, I don't think it's a good idea.
I tried to get Sharpie to take my bill. He was having none of it. I don't understand.
It's all in the way you approach, Lauren.
That's true.
I mean, I think what you're getting right now in Downtown Disney, you're getting a lot of, you're getting a ton of traffic. And like Lauren said, it's just going to be
mobbed,
even more crowded. But then it's going to be more crowded with drunk people.
What do you have against that? Actually,
nothing.
I have a lot against that.
I love food and wine, you know? I don't know.
I don't like food and wine when people get out of hand.
And
I don't
it does.
Like have that drunk staggering. I don't like that. That makes me very uncomfortable.
It does. And, you know, if you have more of that element, you're going to have fewer families coming down. because yeah. as it is.
Yeah.
And I warn people to stay away from that.
Oh, from Food and Wine. Yeah.
After 5 o'clock, I'm like, go do Food and Wine during the afternoon when it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great during lunch.
Yeah. I generally don't say don't go at night unless it's Friday or Saturday night.
No, see, I warn people away from it because I've been there during the week at 5 o'clock and seen some girl staggering over the bridge, barely able to walk. And I'm like, seriously?
See, it always pains me to watch people spilling expensive alcohol. I'm like, you just paid $13 for that beer and you just spilled half of it on the pavement.
Yeah,
that's true. That upsets me. There's a fine line between Disney saying we're going to sell alcohol and Disney saying we're going to turn into Universal City Walk. You know, right. City Walk was, I'm sorry, it wasn't great. And I love Universal. I love the parks. I think the restaurants over there are fine. But I had never been to those clubs before. And granted, I'm not, you know, their target audience. I don't know who their target audience was because it certainly didn't seem like it was, you know, your tourist crowd as much as it was kind of just a bunch of drunks. Yeah. You know, and people were fighting at one point. We saw a fight break out. People were running around cussing. It was just like not my thing. I was a designated driver, though. Maybe if I had not been, I would have enjoyed it more.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with, you know, let's stick with the parks. Well, kind of away from the resorts. Parking. Well.
Oh, yeah. The parking rumor.
Resorts. So much for. It's all tied into the same thing, I guess. Madam Wong, parking.
So the latest rumor is well, and they were apparently Disney was testing at the Contemporary. They were testing paid parking for people who don't have dining reservations or who don't have a resort reservation. That's all we know so far. We don't know it's going to be Disney-wide. So it's probably not a bad idea to charge for parking if people aren't, you know, there specifically for something at the resort. I know a lot of times, you know, we'll go, hey, let's, you know, go eat at such and such and not have a reservation. And I guess now you can't do that.
So would you wonder what would you pay to park at, Contemporary, Grand Floridian, Polynesian?
I would.
I'd pay to park there.
Absolutely.
Now, so if it was $18 to park in the general parking, would you pay?
Well, you can pay that right now. You can go to the Contemporary without any sort of business and pay to valet it. Unless it's super busy and then they won't let you.
Hmm. And what's the valet? 20?
Yes. Plus a tip, Steve.
Yeah, it's true. Okay. We'll see if it takes off.
I don't know. I mean, you know, it's just a rumor. Who knows?
All right, we're going to move over to Sharpie DVC news. Always update us on DVC.
Yep, we are testing our DVC members. And kind of big news, it is the 25th anniversary of the Disney Vacation Club. For those of you who aren't familiar with Disney Vacation Club, it is Disney's timeshare-esque unit. Vacation villas around the property and as well as other locations.
Happy anniversary, Chris and Chris, and Lisa, and me.
Thank you.
And sorry, Lauren. I don't think you're a DVC member.
Nope.
Aw. No happy anniversary for you.
No.
Happy birthday next in May.
There you go.
But yeah, DVC is breathing life into the Imagination Pavilion with a new second floor lounge that's coming late spring of 2016. The new lounge will be included with admission to Epcot and will give Disney Vacation Club members and their guests a place to relax. There'll be access to device charging stations. There'll be complimentary refreshments, other things such as Wi-Fi, member service advisors, as well as meet and mingle with other members. If you've ever been to a DVC Welcome Home Wednesday, or if you've ever been on a Disney Vacation Club member cruise, you know that DVC members are crazy Disney fans and love to talk about Disney, love to talk about the parks, Disney movies, everything Disney. We don't know what those people are like at all, do we?
No. Yeah. Crazy nuts.
Exactly. but there are also some other things that are going to be offered throughout the year, such as complimentary theme park tickets. You'll have additional days added to your tickets, water park events throughout the year, such as the 25 and Beyond Bash, and also the Disney Vacation Club Safari Spectacular. There'll be also be additional discounts above and beyond the normal multi-day theme park ticket discounts. There's going to be a silver anniversary sweepstakes, and there's going to be all sorts of fun surprises throughout the year to commemorate the 25th anniversary. This is not only going to be at Walt Disney World, but also at Disneyland, but Alani on Disney Cruise Line, as well as the two other off-site Disney Vacation Club resorts, Hilton Head Island and Disney's Vero Beach Resort. So lots of different stuff going on. But they're also giving new member cards, and those new member cards will give members access to additional benefits, such as recognition programs, special anniversary buttons, photo opportunities, and also some 25th anniversary merchandise and the like. So cool news. Look forward to checking out the member lounge on our next trip after our January trip, because we have a trip coming up later this month. But not all this won't start until late spring. So sounds get out there like, and enjoy the additional benefits.
Sounds a bit like the Chase Lounge.
Wow, mm-hmm. It's so worth all that for my $5 a point that I pay every year in dues.
So here's the thing, right? So I'm excited that they're finally doing something, but I feel like they could have been doing this for the last 10 years, because a lot of these things aren't, it's not like they're going to get you on the first, you know, they're having a DVC sneak peek of Avatar, because then you'd be like, wow, that's pretty cool. It's like, okay, we're going to, you know, keep a few of the, we're not going to tell you which rides, but we're going to keep a few of the rides open late at Animal Kingdom one night, and we'll let you guys ride. You know, it's nice, but I don't know. I don't know if it goes far enough. Maybe I'm greedy.
I've always had the same feeling that they need to do more stuff that is nearly free or very low outlay for them for Disney Vacation Club members.
It is a
very expensive timeshare to buy in, and then membership maintenance fees are high.
Just pay ours.
Yeah. And people are complaining that, you know, now what are they going to do? Because the annual pass prices are so much more. They're like, oh, when should I go? On that bottom of that article, they were complaining about what am I going to do with the annual pass? And then the ticket offer is kind of vague, so it's hard to tell if, and they're no more, no expiration, so it's not, doesn't really work for what I like to do with the ticket. I mean, I'm excited, and the lounge is a nice thing, but it's like that whole pavilion's empty.
Exactly.
So they put some chairs in there and they have someone staff it and they turn on the air upstairs. And they all have a lounge. Norway has a lounge. We've been in the one in Norway. We've been in the one in Dinosaur. We've been in the one at American Pavilion. So I'm sure there's a Kodak lounge from 1970 in the Imagination Pavilion, which will be cool to see because, you know, it's usually only for those employees. And it's been sitting there in mothballs for God knows how long. So it's nice that they finally utilized it and there's a place to go.
There's also one over at the Living Seas.
Yeah.
There's also one
at the
entrance of the park at Spaceship Earth.
Yeah. So they have like corporate lounges and all of those when they first built those. So it's not like they're building something very, I mean, I'm sure they'll add some furniture and some stuff to it and maybe a Coke freestyle machine or something nice. But I would love like, you know, with my DVC membership, I'd like some free fast passes that are good for whatever, or some special sneak peek at Norway or something. I don't know.
It doesn't have to cost money.
I would like
exactly
versus.
And that's the thing that I always like to say is throw us a freaking bone here.
Yeah. Because I know you've got, the initial investment that everybody has in DVC is a lot of money, and then you're paying a lot of money every year to go back, and now they're raising annual pass prices, and you're kind of feeling like, you know, I'm not really getting discounts on anything, and I don't know, and these parties are like specific times that I have to actually be there on that night to attend, so it's just kind of hard to plan my vacation around. So I don't know. I'm excited, but I'm not like, wow, they're bringing it out for us.
I'm excited they're finally offering something like this, though.
Yeah.
Do you remember a couple of years ago when they had that really cheap premiere pass?
Yes.
That was fantastic.
It was like $3.99 for a premiere pass for a year.
Yep. That was the best deal yet. I wish they'd go back to that because, you know, it is Like every year I pay my, you know, your yearly dues, and it's so painful to pay that. Oh, you know? Yeah.
And plus you put down 20, 30, 40,000 or whatever it is.
Put a lot down
to buy into it.
Yep. And then every year around this time I consider selling.
And then you're spending like, thousands of dollars every year to maintain it. And it's tough to make that payment when you see the annual pass prices and the discounts go away.
You know, yeah. Chris, you might consider selling it because when you go down, you're thrilled to be at a value, being a pup.
I love Art of Animation. The problem for us is that, you know, I actually wanted to sell it. And Kevin, it surprised me. Kevin was like, no, because it's nice to have the space, blah, blah, blah. And I have to admit, like this weekend I'm going down and I was able to get Saratoga Springs for just one night. I'm just going down like overnight because I got a really cheap flight for 12 points. I couldn't state a value for what those 12 points cost me.
Exactly.
But at the same time, you know, I pay a lot in dues and it's a little painful every year when I, you know, I don't know. But I, you know, with three kids, values don't really fit us. So we have to get two rooms to go to Art of Animation. So. Not to mention the fact that I have to have my own bathroom because I need space for my hair stuff.
You're so high maintenance.
Mm-hmm. I know, seriously. You ask Lauren. Lauren used to say, Lauren, remember when we had never shared a room before and you had said, oh, I travel with a lot of hair stuff. And then you stayed with me. You're like, oh, never mind.
Nope. Yeah, you're really much worse than me.
Yes. I make it up by being charming.
No bet.
Yes.
All right, you guys. I don't even know who's going to cover this. I think we can all jump in on it. But everyone says we covered this except Steve. Steve
don't
seems
remember
to
this.
So we're going to reiterate. We're
I
gonna,
don't remember it.
We're going to relive. Okay, well, maybe we thought we did it and we didn't actually do it. But we're going to be talking about the expansion of DVC over at the Wilderness Lodge. And they're doing bungalows over there.
They're doing 26 luxury waterside bungalows.
How many bedrooms are they going to have? Are they going to be $5,000 a night?
It is rumored that these will be 3-bedroom units. I have not seen concept art and I haven't heard any confirmation of that. But I think they really got a lot of negative feedback from people about the Polynesian bungalows and the size of those and the price to buy in and the price to stay there, the point price per night. I think they're either doing a true 2-bedroom with additional space beyond what's currently at the Polynesian, or they're actually doing a 3-bedroom bungalow. But one thing that has been kind of officially, unofficially confirmed is that the plunge pools over at the bungalows at the Polynesian are not heated. If you've ever been to Walt Disney World in the months of December, January, February, even some of March, it can get very cold. Like the water parks are closed right now because of the low temperatures. They don't close all the way through the winter months. They leave one of them open during the winter months, kind of in alternation to do refurb on the other one. But they're actually, they closed them for the last couple of days because of low temperatures. But it's actually unofficially been confirmed that they are not doing plunge pools with these villas. They're actually doing individual unit hot tubs for each bungalow.
That kind of goes with the wilderness theme.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
I
so
think
are they
better use too?
Yes.
You haven't seen any. Is there any plans like architectural diagrams or anything? Or did you say no?
There's a land plat available out on the interwebs.
Okay.
You can see what essentially they're getting rid of the beach area.
Oh.
And they have also they also had started doing, whenever I was there in early December, I noticed that they had already started doing some of the clearing of the shoreline.
Yeah.
Because they're adding in some additional infrastructure for these villas. And they're also expanding the pool area. The Hidden Springs pool, it was actually like the quiet pool.
Okay.
It was kind of wedged between the villas that are currently there and the main lodge. But that's actually currently closed. for renovation and expansion. They're making that much larger. That was actually one of the coolest quiet pools at all of Walt Disney World because of the kind of water jet features that it had. Huh. It really did look like a bubbling hot spring. It was really cool.
Huh. I never went in there. All right. So I missed that story, but it'll be interesting. So they'll probably start on those this year, and then takes at least a year or two for them to get them ready.
Yeah, the closures started happening in October.
Okay.
And then they'll actually continue through to 2017.
Wow.
So you can start to see the shoreline take place, I would say probably within the next couple months. But then as the project grows, you'll be able to see more and more. The leisure or the recreation dock is closed right now. Mm-hmm. The transportation dock back and forth to the Magic Kingdom is still open. But the leisure dock where you rent boats and stuff like that, and where the bass excursions and all that stuff would depart from, that's closed right now. And they used to have the outdoor movies on the beach over there. Mm. And those are actually being held in the Carolwood Pacific Room, which is inside of the villas.
Yeah.
So
it's a nice little,
it's actually great. One of the best DVC lobbies is over at the Villas of Wilderness Lodge. Love to go in there and hang out. Great fireplace, nice big cushy leather chairs. Fantastic place to spend a cool winter evening.
Yeah. They have a lot of Walt Disney photos of the trains and models of his trains and stuff in there too, which is cool.
Yeah. And actually one of his original scale cars from the Carolwood Pacific Railroad, which was in Walt's backyard,
nice.
Property of his estate in California. So that's kind of a cool feature. It's on loan. It's not owned by the Walt Disney Company. It's on loan from the Disney family.
Huh. Very cool. Well, it's going to be too pricey for me, I'm sure. But it'll be fun to look at.
We'll look at it in pictures.
We'll look at the pictures.
It's going to be interesting because the Polynesian did not have a DVC aspect before they built the bungalows over there.
They just jumped right in.
Exactly. But Wilderness Lodge already has to see if this will be in addition to what's currently there, and current DVC members will be able to book those bungalows with their current points, or if they're going to declare this as a separate resort. I don't know. But just like they did over at Saratoga Springs when they redid the Treehouse Villas, they just reactivated sales for that resort, and all the points that were sold were for the bungalows or for the Treehouse villas. So it's going to be interesting. So they've done it both ways, with Polynesian being having not had DVC inventory before, but now with Wilderness Lodge with this expansion,
yeah.
I would imagine that it'll just be one resort with new accommodations. So going to be interesting to see the sales price point, especially since their initial announcement of it. Build them as luxury villas or luxury bungalows.
Okay. Now you were just over at Hilton Head Island for the winter break. So what's it like over there during the wintertime?
It is packed. It is hard to get in there.
Really?
The week between Christmas and New Year's.
Oh, huh.
And it was completely booked out. We checked in on the Saturday. We overheard a conversation while we were checking in that they were completely booked out for the Sunday, and actually through New Year's. So very, very large crowd. All the locals that we talked to while we were down there were enjoying the very unseasonable weather that they were experiencing. It got all the way up to low 80 one day while we were there. This is the second time that we've spent the week between Christmas and New Year's there.
Yep.
And the first time it was cold and rainy every single day. This time it was warm, humid, and rainy. But great, great opportunity to get out and enjoy the beach. We swam several evenings while we were there. Lots of great activities around the resort. If you've never been to Disney's Hilton Head Island Resort, it's not on the beach itself. It's 1.4 miles from the beach, but there's transportation that runs every 20 to 30 minutes to take you over to the beach house. It's on an inland marsh, So it's actually on the island itself, but within the island is an island, and that's at Shelter Cove. It's located on the Shelter Cove Marina. So on one side, you have yachts and boats and other huge ocean-going vessels on the one side, but very quiet, not noisy at all. But on the other side, you have a fresh/saltwater marsh, because Hilton Head Island is home to the second highest tides in the Northern Hemisphere, I do believe. The first one is the Bay of Fundy in Canada, and then the second is Hilton Head. So you're the height of your tides, it's absolutely crazy. During high tide, you'll go over to the beach, and the water will be right up. There's barely any beach at all. But then whenever you go over at low tide, you have to walk a good 100, 150 yards out to get to the water. So it's pretty interesting. So our room was actually on the marsh. So we could see all throughout the day, high and low tide coming in and going. And you're always seeing kayakers out and about on the marsh.
Yeah.
This is the first time we rented bicycles. Lots of fun. Hilton Head has lots of great bicycle trails all over the island, relatively flat throughout. So we really, really enjoyed that. About a 15-minute bike ride over to the beach house. So great to go over and spend an afternoon at the beach house. Then a quick ride back. And you don't have to cross the busy highway at all. There's a pathway that goes underneath one of the bridges. So it's a wooden pathway that goes under there for your bikes and foot traffic. Beautiful resort. They just completed a refurb, kind of went from more of a rustic styling to really kind of high end, kind of luxury beachy feel to the rooms now.
Huh.
Absolutely beautiful.
If you have photos, send them to me and I'll put them on the show notes and we can put them up on Facebook. And I did see your Periscope of the beach. I think you did one of the rooms, but I missed that one because it was over 24 hours. But I did see the one of the beach house, and that was fun. So for our listeners, Chris Wood and Sharpie have both done Periscope videos, and I've done a few, and we'll get Lisa and Lauren to do a few when they're at the parks as well.
We could do that.
Yeah, I know. But they're fun. And then
learn how to do it first.
So basically it's just join us on Twitter, go to Mouse Chat on Twitter, and then you'll get an alert if you when we'll put a tweet comes out when there's going to be a Periscope video, and you just install the app and you can watch live, you know, Disney World. We did some at Disneyland. Sharpie did some at Hilton Head Island.
There was some exciting churro eating.
I'm sure there was.
With Chris.
Chris Wood ate a churro on Periscope. Yeah. Probably the highest viewed.
See, now that shouldn't be free. We should be charging admission to watch Chris Wood eat a churro.
You know what? Think about it. Is that's the quintessential Disneyland treat, isn't it?
Well, or the corn dog. We'll have to have you eat the corn dog.
I refuse to eat a corn dog.
I know.
Oh, their corn dogs are so good.
They're disgusting.
But yes.
Oh, I love them.
But watch Periscope. It's cool because it's live. You can talk and then you can chat back. And if we'll figure out how to actually save these so you can watch them as well so they don't disappear after 24 hours. But it's a nice way. And then Hilton Head, I've been as well, and it's just a nice relaxing kind of, it's not a Disney vacation where it's, you know, go.
It's very different.
It's a laid back, and I think Sharpie said on his video it's kind of like a luxury camping.
We need to go out there again.
Yeah, it's nice. It's and nice. It's not that far from Atlanta, so you know, it's a decent drive, but not too bad. Not like going all the way to Disney World.
And there's tons of stuff to do all around Hilton Head Island, especially if you're into golf. There's a lot of golf courses.
Yeah. There are people asking about the golf courses on the video, and there's lots of nature and relaxing the beach and activities. So it's kind of a cool, different, laid-back Disney vacation with a little bit of the Disney feel and charm and familiarity to the resort. So.
Alrighty. Well, I think I'm going to go ahead and grab the show and wrap it up. I would like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring our podcast. And if you enjoy listening to the shows, please go to iTunes or to mousechat.net to download them. If you have comments or questions, you can also go to mousechat.net and you can leave your comments there for us. Thank you so much for listening. Please join us again next time on Mousechat.